Is being given Zechin Yisrael Shuvah Abish, who's cross of course, Lena, Fahim, Silk, and Shem Sirachel, and Yosef Ben Hanifer, that's Purim, and Bas Zahava, Sech Shechel Yisrael, who's cross of four, the Chavim, and Captains, and Eretz Yisrael. Yechiel Yitzchak Ben. Yechiel Yitzchak. And who's cross of Lena, for Yechiel Yitzchak Ben. We're on Daf on the second to last line. The Chol Ha'omid Liftos Kepadui Dov. We explained Shitas Reish Lakish was to explain the case of Shitas Reish Lakish. Explain the case of Sheichet Kachem was a case of Sheichet Balmum. That was the case that he said. It was where they were shechting a balmum, somebody was makdish a balmum outside. That was the case that he said. And Rabbi Lazar said that according to Reish Lakish, because he holds that kala oimid liftois is kapadoi dabe. If it's raif a bidia, you could be by that. It's as if it was padoi, therefore the shechita would be a good shechita on this hektish, even though shechting hektish outside the Beis HaMikdash would not be normally considered a good shechita. So, where do we see Chol Ha'omid Liftos Kepadui Dami? The Sanya, because we learned in a Braisa. If Shimon says, Parah Metame Tumas Eichlin, the Parah Aduma could be Mekabel Tuma of Tumas Eichlin. Hayil V'Hisa Lo Shach Shakosher. Because it had a moment where it was Roi for Achila. Okay? In order for something to be Roi, to be Mekabal Thomas Achila, it has to be that is Roi L'Achila. It has to have been Roi L'Achila, said yesterday. It has to have time where it could be either eaten by a Yid or a Goy. But Paraduma, even though it's also Bahana, it's Hekdesh, it's also Bahana, still, it has a Shas HaKosha. What is that Shas HaKosha? V'Amir Reish Lakish, turn the page again. Turn the page again. V'amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Eimer Hayu Reb Shimon. Reish Lakish said that Reb Shimon held Para Niftis Agabe Marachta. Para Aduma could be Padoi even on the, well, it's not the Mizbeach, but where is Shecht and where you bring Seraphic. The reason being, because if you found a Para Aduma that was even better and nicer than that one, that's the one that you should be Makrif. So Rashi explains it. So Amo, what do we see? Kol Ha'omid Liftos Kepadoi Dami. Because it's so you see that anything that is Omid left ice, because if you would find a nicer one, even while it's laying there ready for Kravah on its where you're Makovit, or where you shecht and burn it, on Harzesim. Harzesim, right? Pardon was also on Harzesim. Then it is, so then, since you could be paid it, and then you Makov the other one, so therefore, we see kolam midliftos kepadoi dami. Anything that is roi to be padoi, and we look at it as if it was padoi legabe the din of being mekabel tumas oichlin. At least so bishlam Rabbi Yechonon was says like this. Now, okay, so that was shitas mishlokish. Now bishlam Rabbi Yechonon lo yamek Rabbi Shimon. We understand like Rabbi Yechonon didn't say like mishlokish. The kaboy lo ukmi lamasnisa and I feel between him because he wants to establish our Mishnah, the Shita of Reb Shimon, in our Mishnah, back on. The Shita of Reb Shimon is that Kachim, he said, Reb Shimon said, Kachim Shchai Barchus Mishal Teshlam Medav Lehei Sheikh Chai Barchus Mishal Teshlam Medav Lehei Sheikh. He wanted to talk about that, and the Chachamim would hold. I like that. It doesn't make a difference by Hekdesh. You want to establish it that it's also going in Tumimim, with Behemoth Tumimim, not just talking about a case of Bali Mumim that were Hekdesh. Ela Reish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yechonon. Why does Reish Lakish not say like Rabbi Yechonon? Why don't we establish a Mishnah where he started shechting it outside and he finished it inside? It says, Yechon says, I'm sorry, we're sheichet to b'fnim l'shem b'ayla. Not that he started it and finished it, that was a couple of days ago. Rabbi Yechon, the sheet was that he shechted a, he shechted the behemoth inside l'fnei for the b'aylam, right? Took this hekdesh, went ahead and he shechted it for the original b'aylam and said, I'll be makavit for him. And then we said that the zrika never happened. So it wasn't oyle l'shem b'aylam, but the shechita was a good shechita. So why doesn't Rish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? Amalach, Rish Lakish will say to you, it says in the pasuk, "V'tvachay u'mecharay." It says in the pasuk, and you shechted it or you sold it. Kol heichad isa b'mechira, isa b'tvicha. Anything where the mechira works, then the tvicha will also have an effect. Right? The mechira works, and you could sell it. So then, tvicha, the din of tvicha will apply. Kol heichad the lesse b'mechira, and anywhere where mechira does not happen. Less of a tvicha. So then the din of tvicha will also not apply. The din of dalavayev tvicha will not apply. The honey kachim, these kachim, hayol dechim and zabin kachim, when you try to sell kachim, lo yavim mechira, it's not a good mechira, it remains in Ekdash's rishos. Less nayo betvicha, so therefore there is no din tvicha. So it can only be in the din of where you makdash a balmum. So then, despite having to be paid it, that there's a din of hektish on it, it's oimed liftois. Right? That's why he established that that's what the case was talking about. It has to be talking about a case of bamum. But if it's tamimim, then it's always going to remain in hektish's rishus, so therefore the din of tvicha will not apply. Right? It has to be that this animal has both a possibility of mechira and a possibility of tvicha in order for dalad behay to apply. But if it's not going to have the possibility of mechira, meaning the mechira will not go through, and the din of tvicha will not apply. So, Vazdul Tamayin, the Gemara says, they're going according to their reasoning. Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan are going according to their reasoning. Deinmar, as we learned, Hamoicher Trefa, if you sell a Trefa, you steal and sell a Trefa, Ledivir Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, Reb Yechanan Omer Chayiv, Reb Yechanan says Yechayiv, Rosh Lakish Omer Pater, Rosh Lakish says Yepater. Reb Yechanan Omer Chayiv, Reb Yechanan says Yechayiv, because Afagav Delese B'Tvicha Yisib B'Mechira, because even though a Shechita of a Trefa, according to Reb Shimon, does not help, because it's a Shechita Shereinu Re'uya, so it's not a Din Tvicha, but still, it has a Din of Mechira. Rosh Lakish Omer Lod, Rosh Lakish says Pater, Yepater. Why? Given the Delese B'Tvicha, since you cannot go ahead and shecht it with a shechita ru'uya, so then unless it's mechira, when you sell it, it will also not apply. And what we have by us is the reverse of it. Is there, it's less a mechira, it's less a betvicha. It was less a betvicha, and less a mechira. Eitzvei Reb Yechon and Reb Shlokish. Reb Yechon asks Reb Shlokish from the following verse. Gun of kalayim, you steal kalayim, which is the case Rashi brings is you go ahead, well, it has to be. The case is that it's coming from a tayish and a Rachel, right? It's coming from a cross between a Tayish and a Rachel.
A goat and a ewe.
Rashi says a Tayish and a Rachel, but it's a goat and a ewe. So now that's not that behemoth is Kalayim. With one of Kalayim v'tavcha and you shechta, or Trefa umachra, or you steal a Trefa and you sell it. Meshalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. You have to pay dollar bag. My love, Reb Shimon here. Who's the kind of this raisa? Must be Reb Shimon. Alma, afagav the lesse b'tvicha, isei b'mechira. Even though it does not have a din tvicha, it does not have, it still has a din mechira. What's Reb Yochanan's reasoning to say that we're talking about Reb Shimon? Because we were mechalik between the two cases of mechira and tvicha. We spoke about a case where you have kalayim, there's still a din tvicha. When we said trefa, so trefa is mechira is going to have dalad vei, which is not but tvicha is not. So it must be we're going according to Reb Shimon who holds that you need a shechuta ru'uya. Not like to Rabbanon who holds it doesn't matter. Amalei, so Rish Lakish says no. Rabbanon, it's the Rabbanon. The Tana of our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. Effectively, where are you? Rabbanon trefa mechira isa b'zvicha lesa. According to Rabbanon, trefa only has a din mechira, but it doesn't have a din zvicha, and there's both of them. So Gemara says, so what are you going to tell me? Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon. So Kalayim, but Tvicha isa b'mechira lesa. When it comes to Kalayim, Tvicha it does have, Mechira it doesn't have. Because the first case also, we're going to say, is that same way we're saying that the case of Trefa is Dafka, Dafka, Trefa, B'mechira, and not Trefa, B'tzvicha, and that's why we wanted to say it's Rib Shimon, so then the ratio also, right? We said it can't be that it's the Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim hold that Trefa is both B'mechira, B'tzvicha. So then the case of Kalayim also, you'll say it about Kalayim also. Ah, Kalayim is Dafka. Right, we'll say Kalayim is Dafka. So now what? Kalayim is Tvicha, yes, but Mechira not? Why not? So that's Elamai Reb Shimon. Kalayim is Tvicha, Yisim, and Mechira, Letza. Elatana Tvicha, Vahu Adin, the Mechira. The din would be applied to Tvicha, and it also would apply, we taught Tvicha in the Barisa, but the same din by Mechira. So we'll say the same thing. So that's what you'll have to say to Reb Shimon. So Emel Rabbanan Nami Tana Mechira Be'Adin L'Tvicha. Say that according to Rabbanan also, Shlakish is going to explain. It's going according to Rabbanan, and then we send in the Sefer the case of Trefa Be'Mechira Be'Adin L'Tvicha. For Rabbi Yochanan, what has Rabbi Yochanan going to establish the mission that it has to be Reb Shimon? Amalach is going to say, "Hi, my one second. E Amr Bishlam Reb Shimon. If you tell me it's Reb Shimon." I did the Tana Trefa B'chada, since he went ahead and had to tell me Trefa by one case, because Trefa is only going to apply B'mechira, but not by Tvicha. So then Tana Klayim B'chada, we taught Klayim in the other case also by only saying one case. And not instead of saying it, Klayim, Bein B'mechira, Bein B'tvicha, Gonav Klayim, V'tav Klayim Machra, Gonav Trefa Umachra. So it wouldn't flow as well, because you'd have two by the first case and one by the second. Therefore, Tana Klayim Echada, you taught Klayim also one. Ela I Amrit Rabbanan, but if you're going to tell me that the din is that the Tana is the Rabbanan, so Narvinu Vinisninu, go ahead and join them together and learn it all together. Ganav Klayim Utrefa, if you steal Klayim or Utrefa, Tavchan Umachran, and you shechted it or you sold it, Mishalim Tashlum Yabu Chamisha, you're going to go ahead and sell it. You go ahead and check it and sell it. Then you're going to be chayiv dalid v'hei in such a case. Right? That's why Rabbi Yochanan said it must be, since you could have joined the two of them together, it must be that we are going according to Reb Shimon and not according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon, we could have always said it all together. Or it leaves off kasha, that is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the fact of the matter, Kalayim, Seksif, Kalayim, you're going to be Chayiv Dal Vehe. On one second. It says in the Pasuk, Seth. V'amar Rava, and Rava says, Zebana Av, this is Binyan Av, Komakon Shenemer Seth. Anytime it says Seth, any Elo Lahoitzi as a Kalayim, it's coming to exclude Kalayim. So why are you Chayiv here? It says, Shani Hocho. Over here, we exclude it. Right? Or here, we include it. Amar Kral, the pasuk says, "Oi," to include. Right? It says, "Shor oi kesev, oi eiz ki yivolid." Right? So it says, "Oi." Therefore, "Oi" is going to go ahead and be. I'm sorry, not an error case. By us, it says, "Kigiv shor ish oi se." Right? Shor oi se. Kigiv ish shor oi se. So the "Oi" is going to be marba. The rabbi says a claim, it's coming to include claim. In fact, more of a call oil rabbi. So anytime you have the word oi, it's going to be a riboy. Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Shar oi kesev oyes. It says Shar oi kesev oyes. And we learn the first oi, parat le claim, to exclude claim. Oi eis, parat le nedama. And if it says eis, then it is excluding a nedama. Nedama is, you have that it's born from the proper parents, but it looks like something else. So you have, it's a similar looking to a different behema. Right? So you have a sheep marries you. I think I got a ram. You? The male is you? Okay. I'm not a farmer. I'm not a cattle rancher. She marries a ewe, right? Mates with a ewe, and then it gives birth to what looks like a goat. So then, it's not Kalayim.
An old female sheep is a ewe.
So it's a ram and a ewe. I got it wrong. I would have failed my 8th grade and the 6th grade test. Alright. The sheep marries the ewe. The sheep is general. The ram and the ewe mate, and they give birth, and she gives birth now to what looks like a goat. So it's not Kalayim. Kalayim is where you have one and the other. You have a goat and a sheep together. Here you had a sheep and a sheep, and you gave birth to what looked like a goat. So the pasuk is excluding that as well. The ay is coming to exclude that case as well. One pasuk is for Kalayim to tell me it's Aser, but if I only knew Kalayim, I wouldn't know that Nedama is Aser. Right? So therefore, I need two pasuk. So, well, what do we see? Ay is a miyut here, not a riboy, it's a miyut. So, Rava says, Hacham in yoni de kraba, Hacham in yoni de kraba. Each one is from the Indian of the pasuk that we're going to learn. Oh, this case is a miyut, and this case is going to be a riboy. Right? Shor Kesef, Ay Ez is going to be a miyut, and our Shor Aseh, even if it's Shor Aseh, is going to be a riboy based on how the pasuk is. Why? Hacha, Dabe Geneva, over here by Geneva, the Tzib, it says, Shor Aseh, She'iyata Yachaloi, Tzikalayim in Beneihem. It says, Shor Aseh, you cannot exclude Kalayim from amongst them. Why? Because a Shor and Aseh joining together will not give birth to a child. Mating a Shor and Aseh will not produce a child because this one, it is, a Shor is 6 months? 8 months? I don't remember. And Aseh is 5 months. Right, so they're not gonna. It's not gonna work that if you mate them together. Therefore, I don't need a pasuk to tell me kalayim. I just look at the pasuk. If it didn't say oi, I know kalayim is excluded because you can't create kalayim from them. So oi, the rabbi's kalayim. Then oi is coming to include kalayim. Gabi kachim, but in the case by kachim of shari chesav is. Where you're able to create kalayim from amongst them, because they're both behemoth daka, they both give birth at the same, that they both have pregnancies at the same length, you would be able to make them and produce a child from that. So then, I am able to create kalayim from them. It must be that I'm including kalayim. So then, oi lemayadu, oi is coming to exclude, not include. Hi, Bahagabi Kochim Nami Nemar Shoy Ekesev She'enati Yachal Lahitzi Kalayim in the name. In fact, remember 1 second. You look at the pasuk says Shor Ekesev. You can't create Kalayim from that. In the name Vinarbi, and yet we say that Oy is a Reboy. It says Mi Deseifa Lemayet from Kesev Oy Eiz. The Oy of there is coming to be Memayet Resha Nami Lemayet. So the first Oy is also coming to exclude. Like the Gemara Adarabani, the racial rabbis learned from the Er Shar Oy Kesev, which you can't create Kalayim, so Oy should be a Reboy, we should say Sefer Nami the rabbis. Sefer is also coming to exclude them, and it says Kesev Oy is, that Oy should be also a Reboy. The Gemara says, Haima, once Iyamit Bishlama Limayat who the Itzuch Trey Miyutai, that if you're going to tell me it's coming to Mimayat, you're going to need two Miyutim. If you were Mimayat Kalayim, it's Ruch Lemayat Nidama. You still need a pasuk to be Mimayat Nidama. Right? And you can't say, oh, just be Mimayat Nidama and then you'll be Mimayat Kalayim, because we're always going to be Mimayat the furthest. Right? And we're going to be Mimayat the lesser Chiddush. Right? Kalayim is less of a Chiddush with Mimayat than Nidama. Nidama is actually a regular behema. It just doesn't look like what it's supposed to. So that I might think you could be able to be makrif. So I need two miyutim, one for klayim and one for nedama. I forgot the klayim and nedama. Eli iam at the rabbis. But if you're coming to tell me it's coming for a riboy, and what's it coming to be my marbe? The trade ribuy lama. What do I need two ribuyim? Hashta klayim erbilei. Once I was ready, marbe klayim nedama miboy. Do I need to go ahead and be marbe nedama? I wouldn't go ahead and be required. I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. So therefore, it can't be that the pasuk oy is coming to be marbet both times. It must be that it's coming for a meal. We'll stop here.